Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Sheila, who says, I have a 15-month-old and an almost 3-year-old. The 3-year-old has been in a toddler bed in his own room since he was 18 months, and 15-month-old is in his own room with a crib. Question is, how do I get both boys to sleep in the same room without risking one waking the other in the middle of the night? Death, or without waking the other one with way too early morning rising, double death, or when is the right age to have kids co-room / bunk up? Sheila, I avoided this by having a 2-bedroom house when my kids were little, so I wanted my own room, which meant that all 3 of my kids, 2 boys and a girl, were in the same room for the first 5 years of their lives. And that was kind of a nightmare, but kind of solved the dilemma, which was, when should this start happening? I feel like this is one of those classic things of like, when should I do this? It's a huge decision and there are pros and cons. And the fact is, you just have to pull the ripcord on it at a certain point and get through the tough early days, and then you'll be fine, which is how this works with most things. Like, when should I potty train? When should I? There's really no right answer for when. It's just a question of like, how do I practically do this? So let's focus on this. I think you can do it whenever. I think if the 15-month-old is waking up a lot during the night and you have the option of 2 rooms, I might prefer to just not deal with that right now and keep the 15-month-old by himself until he's really sleeping through solidly. But my choice would probably be, that makes my life easier. But also, if you just start this, you'll find that it's okay. My 11-year-old and 9-year-old, the 2 boys, have shared a room since they were born, and it's fine. Yeah, every once in a while, it's a little harder that, you know, one has a sleep problem, but kids sleep pretty soundly once they're asleep. So even if the 15-month-old wakes up during the night, I'd be surprised if that wakes up the 3-year-old. I think the key is just doing good sleep habits for both of them at the same time. With my 2 boys, this involves padding in a 30 minutes of nonsense before bedtime. So I want my kids asleep by 8:30. I send them to their room by 7:30, knowing that 7:30 to 8 is just going to be nonsense time where they're playing, they're wrestling, they're doing whatever they want to do upstairs in their room. Sometimes now they're playing separately or reading or whatever they're doing. Then at 8 o'clock, it's okay, now it's time to get in your beds and read. And then at about 8:20, it's lights off. And then it's just constant reminders that it's time to be quiet until they go to actual sleep. And that works pretty well for us. I think the key is to say, like, now it's both of us doing the same sleep routine in the same room. And so then they get in the habit and they get in the routine of like, we go into our rooms, we play for a little while, we both go to our separate sleeping areas, and then the expectation is that we are going to go to sleep. Then in the morning, if the 15-month-old is awake, if the 3-year-old still needs sleep, he's probably going to sleep through. It might mean jumping up and grabbing the 15-month-old out of there right as soon as you start to hear him making noise. And for the 3-year-old, if he's awake and the 15-month-old is still asleep, you know, we just set the expectation. When you're awake, you come out of your room. You can play in the living room or you can do whatever the morning thing in our house is, but you're out of the room. And so you just really set that room up as like a little bit of play, then it's sleep. then you come out of the room. So that is the sleeping chamber, and that's what happens in that room. If you're having trouble with it, you have the option. You have the extra bedroom. You can re-separate them. If it's not working, try again in 6 months. But it's really just about setting the expectation of this is how we behave in the bedroom. This is what happens here. And don't get hung up in your own mind of like, this is a huge decision and it's going to cost me my sleep. If it's costing you your sleep, go back to your previous system. Try again in a little while. But if you set strong expectations about how you expect them to behave while sleeping in the room together, boom, you'll have them sleeping together in no time and it will be fine. My kids have done it for 11 years now. It's working out pretty well. Sheila, I hope that answers your question. If you have questions for myself or Amy, you can send them to us at questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. You could ask them on our Facebook page at facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast. And Amy and I might answer your question next. Thanks, Sheila.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.